AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly is sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for using his fame to sexually abuse young fans, including some who were just children, in a systemic scheme that went on for decades. Homeland Security investigator Steve Francis.
No matter how many hit songs he may have released, his legacy will be will not be remembered by that of his voice, but by the voices of the brave women and men who came forward to reveal to the world the monster that R. Kelly truly is.
A Brooklyn federal jury convicted the singer after evidence showed he used his entourage of managers and aides to meet girls and keep them obedient, an operation the prosecutor said amounted to a criminal enterprise. A new AP NORC poll finds a growing majority of people questioned see the country heading in the wrong direction, including 8 out of 10 Democrats. 85% overall say this country is on the wrong track. 79% describe the economy as poor. AP's Josh Boak reports not all can be blamed on President Biden.
We took this poll as the Supreme Court released its decision about Roe versus Wade overturning national abortion protections. We've taken this poll as the January 6th committee hearings have taken place. We've seen the issues with gas at $5 a gallon, the war in Ukraine after Russia's invasion in February.
Even so, the poor numbers could be a real problem for the president and Democrats in November. New York State officials suing 10 online sellers of gun parts that could be assembled into untraceable ghost guns and sold without background checks. State is suing in state court, while New York City is seeking a federal injunction against 5 of the companies to stop selling to customers in the city. The lawyer for one of those companies based in Florida calls the suits a groundless attempt to once again burden and limit the rights of New York City residents under the Constitution. This is AP News. Republicans in some states are dusting off abortion laws unenforceable for more than a half century, putting them into play after last Friday's Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. In Arizona, that includes a law passed by the territory legislature in 1901, 11 years before it became a state that totally bans abortions. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tries to blame the Biden administration's policies for the deaths of 53 out of 67 people who were found crammed into a hot tractor trailer in San Antonio.
Now, going back, many of these deaths could be prevented if Biden simply fully funded the Border Patrol operation of the United States of America and implemented the policies that the Border Patrol needs in order to do their real job.
Abbott, who is running for re-election, says he may order the state police back to the border. Homeland Security investigators say the people got on the truck in Laredo, Texas. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.